Welcome to Jamaica's Promise, where we highlight all the positives happening at the primary level. This week, we get to know some of the staff and students of one of the most progressive schools in Southern St. Andrew, Greenwich All Age. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. When you're determined to succeed, there's very little that can stop you. And principal of Greenwich All Age School, Brian Guscott, is determined to see his school become the training ground for future Jamaican men and women of quality. The challenge he faces is that his school is situated in Greenwich Town, also known as Greenwich Farm, one of St. Andrew's toughest inner-city communities. And though it's a challenge to get his students to ignore the influence of their surroundings, so far the sustained efforts of the teachers and staff have been reaping dividends.
This is where the promise is, and we say to them, listen, you don't necessarily have to be like your uncle, your bigger brother, your cousin. So we give them that opportunity and we allow them to grow, to express themselves, to develop their own talent.
For Principal Guscott, nowhere is the growth and development of the school and students more evident than in the performance of the school's reading program. Dubbed the Drop Everything and Read program, reading forms a major part of each of the school day's activities, with designated periods where every student must find something to read and educate themselves.
I can quote statistics. 5 years, we were performing at about 33% at the grade 4 literacy. Today, we are at 70%. We have basically doubled where we are, and we are hoping that this year it will be better.
And with the increased knowledge from reading regularly comes improved behavior.
The reading program is the main emphasis, and out of that, it affects the behavior. And so we have less disciplinary action to deal with because they are no more responsible and they understand a little bit more that, you know, when I can read and I understand, I am better able to even solve some of my problems. I don't necessarily have to fight. What we do is try to get the students to realize how important education is, because that's not what's portrayed around them. So education is what we stress, and the importance of respecting oneself and respecting others. Because when you respect others, then you will treat them with that kind of a love. And we love each child.
Principal Guscott is quick to mention that without the positive attitudes and support of his teachers, the achievements reaped so far would have been impossible. One of those teachers, Howard Aarons, outlines the nature of the relationship between the students and teachers at Greenwich All Age.
Trust me, teachers here, every single time that there's a student who does not have, for example, lunch, and he or she comes to any one of us, once we have it, we're going to take it out and help such a student. Because we recognize the circumstances under which they exist.
Mr. Aarons adds that outside of academics, the lesson most consistently taught to the students is to not let themselves be hindered by their surroundings.
It's not an inner city school. We're a school located in the inner city. We don't classify ourselves as an inner city school. So therefore, we don't believe that we have the trappings of an inner city school. We believe in the holistic approach to education. So therefore, we have a number of clubs, sign language, Christian fellowship, environment, 4-H, and so on. Those help to hone the etiquette of the students, their skills and manners and so on, along with, of course, the classroom pedagogy.
Fellow teacher Verona Howell shares why it hasn't been such a struggle for her to get the students to consistently do their best.
The students, they are fun to be around. They like to get involved in whatever it is that you're doing. They always put an extra effort into getting themselves prepared for minor or events that we are having.
Before we go, we naturally had to give the students a chance to talk about their school. Here's youngster Sharika Spencer.
My favorite thing about my school is that my teacher helped me with the reading because I'm very slow at it. So she teach me it, and at evening time she will stay back and kind of help everybody in the class to pronounce words.
That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. And if you know of an interesting program or activity at a primary school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on JIS Radio. Just email us at radio@jis.gov.jm or call us at 926-35904. Don't forget to join us again next week. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer, and this has been Jamaica's Promise.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.